Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Going to get started here today. Some of you got an email last night through the prayer chain that change of plans today. Randy Tanis, director at Camp Chatek, had a change in his plans and allowed him to be in our area here this morning and said, "Hey, you guys are supporting church. You send kids here. Can I come give an update about the camp?" And I said, "No, no, no." And he just kept pestering and pestering and pestering. And so we finally said, "Sure, that'll work out." No, it really worked out well. And said, "Yes, come on over." So he's going to give an update about the camp here this morning, and also just kind of brief promotion for the camp as well during our morning service. So Randy, come tell us what the Lord's doing at camp.
All right. Thank you, David. Joy to be with you. And excited. But I want to just bring you update what's happening at Camp Chatek. And some of you have been over there helping. And so just kind of go through the last couple of years here. And then we'll kind of end with some time for questions and also a challenge. In 2022, our winter carnival starts out. And last year, we had lots of snow. We're thankful for that. And it was the last time that we met in the old chapel. And that was the kids getting there afterwards. We had a great day. About 200 kids come over for that. So that was an exciting time. And then you recognize this gentleman. Dave came and did our ski retreat for us. And we maxed out at 90 because we didn't have room for anybody else. I took a picture of the kids as they got a tour of at the point, the chapel complex at that point. And then the next weekend, we have 17 board members that we gather for our annual meeting. And two-thirds are pastors, one-third are laymen. And so they got together in the chapel complex as we were working on it. Again, this was a year ago in February that we were there doing that. We also do a couples retreat weekend of February 14th around Valentine's Day. And we had Matt Morrell and his wife come over and did a great job for that in our couples retreat. And then also it was a year ago in February that Pete Mitchell and his wife informed me that they would be going to a different camp. It was funny. We were at a camp conference out in down in Louisiana, and I went to a workshop, and the title of the workshop was Directors Only, and it was How Do You Keep Your Cook Long Term? So I gave all these ideas because he had been with us for 11 years and all these different things. And then it was the very next week he came up and goes, "Pastor Randy, we're going to be going to a different camp." I said, "No, you can't do that." But the Lord took him. And if you know anything about Pete, 7 years ago, he broke his back downhill skiing on a ski retreat. And he's had back surgeries, been living in incredible pain and trying to feed 350 people every day all summer long. The Lord took him to a camp out in Montana that he feeds 50 people a day, twice a day for 10 weeks of the summer. And the Lord provided, and then he does some minor maintenance. And so I said, "So you got 10 weeks of camp. What do you do the rest of the year? Hunt and fish?" I said, "Do they need a director?" Okay. But the Lord's taking him there in Camp Work still, so we're excited. But now I've got to find a new camp cook. And so within 2 weeks, the Lord directed us to Jonathan Rose and his wife. At that point, a year ago, they had three little baby girls, or three girls, and then a little baby was born April 15th, and then he started at camp May 1st. And so Jonathan Rose has been there, been a great job. He had cooked at Camp Joy for a few years, and now it was kind of in a church work, and the Lord brought him here. We're thankful for the Roses in their ministry. Also a blessing, a group from St. Francis, a father and son farmers, they said, "How can we help Camp Chatek?" So they are farmers. They donated a cow, and we had it all ground into hamburger. And so that helped us all through our May retreats last year. And then in August, we had another farmer that just came on board to camp and appreciated camp. So he donated a cow this fall. And we're thankful for those donations, especially with the food budget, which is ridiculous. Then we have our pastor's toolbox. This is the first weekend of April, or actually the Monday and Tuesday in April. Dave Levy was there. It was called Good Soil, how to reach people in your community. And we had a group from Maranatha. Mark Herbster brought a team up, a Preacher Boys. And so it's kind of neat to have them there to get to hear and meet some of the pastors. And we had time around the tables to just discuss some of the different topics. That was kind of neat, and thankful for them. This picture was taken a year and a half ago. But I just took it because all of those pastors in Wisconsin, Minnesota, there at the pastor's toolbox, they had all been counselors at Camp Shetek. And so it's kind of neat to see your pastor there, his brother, his dad. And so just the impact that Camp Shetek's had on the summer staff and then go on to be pastors. And we're thankful for that ministry. The first weekend of May is work week. And then the second weekend is our fishing tournament. That's what it looks like in the morning time as we gather to go fishing at 6:30. This past year in May, we had over 30 teams come. 30 groups of boats or 30 boats with two people in each one. Ross Crow continues to do that. Ross is on the right there. He's a professional fisherman as well, an evangelist. And every year, we've been there for 19 years now, every year he does a seminar about fishing, and then he relates the gospel, and every year we've seen someone get saved. And so it's been a really neat opportunity. He actually did well fishing. One of our staff, Kip, and his son Drew, actually got to catch some fish. You think we live on a lake and we're camp staff. We go fishing all the time. Kip fishes only during the fishing tournament, but he's got a spot now where he can do well, and we're thankful for that. Then we also, the third week of May, we do a golf scramble. These two events are fundraisers. We raise about $20,000, $10,000 for each event to help with the camper fees. And so that is in the third week of May that we do the golf scramble and award a champion. One of the things we work with Maranatha Baptist University, last year we had 24 students that came from Maranatha, and we work a scholarship program with them where they get $1,000 or $2,000, depending on their position, towards Maranatha school bill if they work at camp at summer. One of our donors loves Maranatha students. He loves Camp Shetek, so he does that for us. Pray with us right now. We are out recruiting. We've been on the road for 25 days. Just got home a week ago. Maranatha, Bob Jones, Pensacola. And still looking for some summer staff. So pray that God will bring in the young people we need this summer. In the wintertime last year, we realized that the boys' bathhouse, the wire underground, somehow had broken. So there was no electricity to the boys' bathhouse. So it was going to require a lot of work. And so one of our men said, why don't we get the new bathrooms of the chapel complex ready to go? And that could be the bathhouse. And so we worked very hard. And so this was the bathrooms of the chapel complex. I'll show you some pictures later. And we were able to get this completed. And we got occupancy for that portion of the building for the summertime. So the boys got to have a new bathhouse. The girls hated me all summer because they don't have a nice one. But when Greg gives me $250,000, we'll put the girls' bathhouse in, okay? But we're thankful we got occupancy for that portion of the building. Also, since 2013, we've been able to rebuild all of the camper cabins. They now look very much like this. They are insulated, and then they also have air conditioning. And then on the boys' side, we actually have put heat in six of the boys' cabins. We're in the process of doing that so we can use those for winter events now that we have a bathhouse that we can use. And so that will be a huge blessing. 3 years ago, we added the pavilion off of the dining hall. To add onto the dining hall would have required that the dining hall then has to have a sprinkler system. So we went with the pavilion, which is next to it. It's very nice. And for our sponsors, they like it because they can sit outside and eat while the kids are all making the noise inside. But this has been a big help in addition to the camp. Our summer staff last year, the Lord brought in about 75 college-age young people, 80 at different times. But pray with us that God will bring in that crew again for our summer staff. During staff training, what we do is one of the Sundays, the first Sunday, we go over to the Gospel Light Baptist Church with Pastor Paul Taylor. Pastor Paul got saved while he was in jail in Minneapolis. Once he got saved, he went to Bible college, came back, and he's been now in the inner city of Minneapolis for over 25 years and has a heart for the people. So we go over there, and we take our kids, our staff, and we go into the inner city neighborhoods, inviting kids out to our inner city outreach week. And for many of the kids, the college kids, first time they've ever been in an inner city, going door to door, and so it's quite a challenging time, but also a very rewarding time. And then the week later, our ICO week, inner city outreach, then Pastor Taylor brings the kids out, as well as the blue bus there is from the Straight Gate Church, and then also Family Baptist works with us in bringing some kids out. This past summer, we had sponsorship raised for 150 kids. But we only got 90 because the Minneapolis public teachers went on strike. And so once they settled the strike, they said, okay, now we're going to extend the school year by 10 days. So right into our inner city outreach week, we couldn't move it. So kids had to choose between camp or school, okay? What would you choose, okay? Well, 90 of them chose camp, and so we got to minister. But it was really a neat group because we got to share the gospel. The kids that respond to the gospel during that four-day camp then can come back to a full week of camp sponsored. And so it was neat to see we had over 27 kids that we got to deal with for salvation. The kids come, they get excited. Adrian Burden was there several years ago. He's coming back again this summer. He connects well with the kids and does a great job with them. And you can just see the excitement on their faces as they make a decision to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's always very, very exciting to see. And we're thankful for that. For me, I was a youth pastor in Watertown, Wisconsin for 21 years. And during that time, had some young people that went through. And one of the families was the Zimmer family. And here's a picture of Mark Zimmer. Mark happened to be in Chautauqua this past summer. His wife has been dealing with cancer. Now she's cancer-free. They're back in the island of Yap. And so he stopped by. His brother Paul is on the opposite end of the island. And both these were young people in the youth group. It's neat to see their ministry. Paul's two daughters from the islands got to come and got to be with us and work with us summer. In fact, we had these two girls from Yap, a third girl from Yap, and a girl from Palau. We called them the island girls. And they got adjusted to being at camp, and it was neat to see them work with us. A group from Watertown, Wisconsin, Calvary Baptist, brought some teenagers to help us with our inner city outreach week. And they were a huge blessing, just kind of put them in each cabin. And they got to help with crowd control, dealing with the kids. They went back. They were planning to do it maybe every other year, but the kids went back, and they're so excited, so they're coming back again this summer. And so we're thankful for that. During staff training, it was very hot one of the days of staff training. When we went into Minneapolis, the group I was with, we were going door to door, and we got one of those ice cream trucks that came up. Music blaring, you know, with the ice cream, and so we bought ice cream for the kids. So I suggested to the chief of police, which is Ron there, and I said, if I go buy some ice cream, could you bring, he's got a police pickup, could you bring that onto camp and be like an ice cream truck? So he texts me in the morning. He goes, Randy, guess what? I found the ice cream music, and I downloaded it. So picture this. Here he comes. It's about 90 degrees in the afternoon. He drives in with his police truck with the ice cream music playing, and he pulls into camp, and everybody's like, what is going on? And then he gave ice cream to everybody. And so it's nice having a good relationship with the police department in town. And generally, they ask me if they would, I can always identify which week we have inner city outreach, because they're not used to dealing with some of these kids, but they've been a blessing and enjoy working with them. I asked Ron, he's come out now for several years, different events, and I said, why do you like Camp Chautauqua? This is what he said, because I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, and I love what you guys do with these inner city kids. So it's just neat to see the relationship we're there. This is a group from Straight Gate Church. They come out, bring the kids. We try to give everyone a horseback ride. One time I was taking a girl out to the horses, and the little girl said, Pastor Andy, that's the biggest dog I've ever seen. Okay, no, that's a horse, and you get to go on a horseback ride. And then, of course, we get to share the gospel. This boy got saved. He's an 11-year-old. And I went up to him after he got saved. The counselor brought him to me, and he said he was 11. I said, you know what? I got saved when I was 11. I said, that was 50 years ago. And he goes, you're old. I said, I know. And then I said, maybe one day you could come and be the camp director here. He goes, no, I don't want to do that. I want to come back, and I want to be a counselor just like Caleb. And, you know, that's the impact that the counselors have on these kids, and it's just neat to see. We had this young lady, only spoke a little bit of English, Spanish speaking. So she responded to the gospel invitation, and I didn't know what to do. This was the mom of one of our summer staff happened to be visiting that night. Speaks fluent Spanish, so she got to lead her to Christ, and it was just neat to see the Lord having her there at the right time. This is a picture of Big John. He was there before I got there, and then when I got there in 2004, he was, I think, 16 at the time, but he got saved at Camp Shattuck. Pete led him to the Lord. And he stopped by about a year and a half ago just to say, I'm so thankful for Camp Shattuck. If it wasn't for Camp Shattuck, I'd probably be dead. And thankful for the ministry that I had on my life, and so it's neat to have him come back and share his testimony. During the Inner City Outreach Week, we also have what's called our teen program, Teens Entering Active Ministry. And I just happen to have a brochure on the table out there. And I'd love to have some of your kids come. Dr. Matt Williams comes. It's does sessions for basically a week, about 16 different sessions on leadership. And then the kids get to work. They meet with Matt during lunch. And then they do all kinds of different projects helping around camp. And we appreciate our team. And many of these kids go on then to come to summer staff. And we're thankful for that. A couple things we've added is... a pastor from Minnesota likes to come, and so now we've added a sailboat, and so the kids can go sailing out on our lake during one of the afternoon activities. We also have the high ropes course, and that is for those teenagers that enjoy going up into the air. I did it one time. Okay, and that's enough, okay? And then we also have, this was the escape room, and each year we do a different themed escape room. This summer is going to be a Western theme, okay, going out, gold rush and so forth. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a jail, and they got to do a jailbreak to get out, okay? And so that'll be kind of fun. They enjoy that. I enjoy being with the sponsors, getting to take them out for lunch one of the days that we're there. Dr. Pettit was our speaker. Brent Gellos was our missionary. Just have them meet our speaker, our missionary, and we get to share a little bit about what's going on at camp. That's always a real blessing. Volunteers. We have lots of volunteers that come. Vern has been mowing our grass for the last 10 years. He retired, and then he came to Camp Shattuck. And he worked as a retired gentleman, but health-wise, he's not able to do that. So we need somebody to come and drive the John Deere tractor and mow grass for us. And we're thankful for Vern's number of years that he faithfully served in that capacity. In the red shirt there is Tim Smith. I don't know if some of you may have known Tim Smith, missionary to Kyrgyzstan. But Tim was there helping for a week. And Wednesday night, we went outside during chapel, and he and I went out to pray. And as we were outside the chapel, he got tears in his eyes. I said, what's wrong, Tim? He goes, see that tree right over there? It was over 20 years ago as a camper here at Camp Shattuck that I surrendered to go to the mission field. And now I'm on the mission field serving. So I had him share his testimony that night in the service. And then he said, if any of you young men would like to come out and pray with me after the service, we'll go out by that tree. And three young men joined him, and they went out there and prayed. And I told all three young men, maybe 20 years from now, you can come back here and be a missionary here at Camp Shattuck. In fact, this summer, each summer we have a preacher and we have a missionary during the week of camp. This summer... one of our missionaries that's going to be there, Mickey Rayfield, she surrendered to go to the mission field at Camp Shattuck. She's now on the mission field, and she gets to be our missionary for a week. So that'll be kind of neat to have her with us. Brother Steve Pettit was with us. We had an exciting week for the Teen Week at Camp that he was with us. And then this is a picture of the last week of junior camp. I did a kind of a selfie here. I told the kids this is our last service in the old chapel. And so then they have to come back next year during junior one to be in the new chapel. But we're thankful for that. One of the things also we appreciate about our donors, there in the middle, the gentleman second from the left, He brought his cousin and the cousin's two sons to camp. They were headed to a fishing trip. He brought his cousins to camp, or he brought his cousin and the two boys, dropped them off at camp, and then he told me, he goes, okay, now, make sure they get saved this week. I said, well, Ken, I don't do that, but the Lord can. And on Thursday night, both boys trusted the Lord as their Savior. And it's just neat. He loves sending kids to camp because he knows the gospel is going to be clearly preached. His business is down in Illinois, about 200 employees. It's called Wilbur. And so what he does is he offers to all of the employees, he'll send their kids to the week of camp, pay for it, get them up there. there. And so this was a group of teenagers that came from Illinois. This was a group of juniors. And it's kind of neat because several kids got saved. And they're excited. I met with the CEO down there, and he is excited about sending kids up to camp. And so neat to see a business that loves supporting camp and sending kids as well. One of my favorite things is always the campfire, getting around to share testimonies on Friday night. Our logo, which is the campfire with the C in the middle, stands for Christ Center Camp Chautauqua. And that's kind of the emphasis of what I enjoy doing, is seeing the kids come and share testimonies. Dr. Pettit preached a message on Wednesday night, the Teen Week, about forgiveness. That night, we had over an hour of testimonies. Kid after kid came up and just, I need to forgive my mom, I need to forgive my dad, I need to forgive my brother, sister. And just God had worked in a very neat way, and so we're thankful for that testimony service. Kind of 2022... we'd been up around the 1,600 campers for several years before COVID. And then the COVID year, we didn't get to have camp. The next year, we were at about 1,500. But we went back up very close to 1,600 again this year. We got to deal with over 100 kids for salvation throughout the summer, 70 different summer staff. And so we just praise the Lord for, again, a great year at Camp Chautauqua. And the Lord provided the funding to us to finish again the year in the positive, so we're very, very thankful for that. Here's a picture of what your pastor looks like in the morning. And this is our fall festival, and the kids do a winter carnival, or basically, kind of a fair atmosphere, and they get to do that as well as get some of the different things they do. And then Joel Albright from over at St. Francis comes, and he presents the gospel. Each year we've been able to see someone get saved during this one-day event, which is kindergarten through sixth grade. Last Christmas, not this past year, but a year ago, wanted to do something for our staff. There are seven permanent staff and spouses. And so what did we do? We went to an axe-throwing place. And that's what camp staff do, okay? They enjoyed it so much, so now we have axe throwing at Camp Chautauqua, okay? Even the ladies did it in the ladies' retreat, and we put it out by the archery range, and so it's something new. Something else that we do, coming up June 3rd, is we call it Cruise for Campers. And so having people come, they do on a motorcycle ride for the day, and again, raising money for camp. It's just kind of interesting to me. I'm not a biker, but to see people with their Harleys come to Camp Chautauqua and line up there, and they go off and they go for a ride and then a meal and then back. They do that in the June Cruise for Campers, and then we also do it in the fall, and that's a bike for buildings. And so we're thankful for the couple events that, again, help raise money. Appreciate our staff. This was during one of our teen retreats, but the gentleman there in the black sweatshirt with the cross on it, I got to share his story. He worked on our teen program, okay? And so he finished high school, and then he thought, well, do I go work at Camp Chautauqua this summer? So this was his prayer request. I'm going to go to Camp Chautauqua for work week. And if Pastor Randy talks to me about coming to camp, that means I'm not going to go. Because he knew that I would talk to him about camp. So he shows up at work week. Guess what? I got COVID. So I wasn't there. And on Tuesday, he goes, where's Pastor Eddie? Well, he's got COVID. So I didn't show up the whole entire week. So I never talked to him about Camp Chautauqua. So guess what? He had to come to Camp Chautauqua. And so I told him, be careful about the fleeces you throw out there. But he came last summer. He's also coming back this summer. And we're thankful for the number of helpers that come. Also, weddings at Camp Chautauqua. John and April met at camp. And so they got married in the fall. But I already had several requests with our new building about weddings at camp. We don't do weddings at camp unless you meet your spouse at Camp Chautauqua. And that's the only way we'll do a wedding there. We actually have two coming up in May. Our directors, or our program director, or not a program, our maintenance director, Kip Melmanger, his son, is getting married in May, and then another couple that met on team. And so that's some exciting things there. This is what's happened over the last several years, the last 6 years, when we max out the chapel. We have people sitting outside, kind of put a speaker there. So in 2018, we met with the gentleman there in the red shirt. He's an architect and began to lay out some ideas. And then in 2019, August 17th, we had a groundbreaking service during our 75th anniversary. Our board was there, and that's the field, the main athletic field that we broke ground on. And that was the artist's concept of, architect's concept of the building. So we started building, started pushing dirt. If you know anything about Camp Chautauqua, it's a historical registry of Indian burial mounds. So we had to hire an archaeologist to be on site as we began to move dirt to make sure we didn't find any bones, which we didn't. And we had picked a place where there weren't any. But they began to push dirt. It was interesting. This happened in 2020. Okay, that's the year that COVID limited. We could not run camp. And so what we're thankful for now as we look back, we did not have to put a chain link fence up around this whole area as we were building. You brought a group over to help us dig the footings and did all of that. And I would never have closed camp for a summer, but God did and allowed us to do all the footwork and the footings. And so that took place. And then they came in. We hired a crew to come in and put up the steel for the gym portion. This was contracted pre-COVID, $300,000 for them to put up this building, all the steel. After COVID, the same exact building would have been $800,000. Exact same thing. And so we're thankful that we pre-COVID, we got the cement contract. The cement for that whole place there, I think there were like 28 trucks of cement came that day as they poured it. We hired that done because we didn't have the equipment to do it. But we're thankful for that. And then all of the woodwork was done by our crew. Kip organized that. And all of the structure, the wood structure, and the roofing and so forth. And so then in January of 2023, just this past January, we got occupancy for the entire building. And so this is as you walk into the main portion. I wanted it to look like a chapel, not just a gymnasium. So this is you walk in, and then there's the coffee shop. And that'll be set up. There's a card out there. The last thing, the Lord has provided $3 million for the building. We've been able to progress as the money's been there. The last part of it is the coffee shop. And so I got a card out there if you're interested to outfit the coffee shop. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't care, okay? But for some reason, lots of other people like coffee, and so we're trying to finish up that last part of the project. As you come in the main entrance, you see that you can go down the hallway, and then we have a ladies' bathroom and a men's bathroom, and then also a family bathroom. Continuing down the hallway, then you get to the classroom. And the classroom allows us to have 150 people there. We're thankful for that. And then the gym portion, it's a double-wide gym, and we're thankful for that. You can, right in the middle, we put the logo, and the Camp Chautauqua logo. And then if you can see off there on the top, that's going to be the stage. And so basically, where the logo is, a curtain will come down, and then we can set up 400 chairs on one half of the gym and let them set up, and then the stage will be there for our chapel services. On a rainy day, we can pack up the chairs and use the whole gym. But otherwise, half the gym will be set up most of the time, and so we're thankful for that. So that occupancy we got in 2023, our first event was a retreat for young adults, for 18 to 30-year-olds. Jim Shetler was our speaker. They got to go skiing, and that was a great time. And then our first winter carnival we had. Now, all the years since we've been there, we always have to cart the kids or bus the kids over to a local gym. And this year we got to use our own gym. I had to pinch myself a few times. This is our gym. And so they got to meet in the gym for that portion. And then, of course, they did the tubing down the hill. Dave's brother Joffrey came back and was our speaker for the event. We had over 200 kids. It's kind of neat. We work with the public school in town. And we're able to take flyers to the public school and they pass out to the classes. And so the one of the boys that got saved, I said, you know, I was talking to him about getting saved, and he said, I'm from Chautauqua. I said, why did you come? This is what he told me, because my teacher told me to. A public school teacher told the kid to come to our event, and so it's neat working again with them in these things. Again, we had a ski retreat. Ben Gunderson, or Joffrey, was our speaker again for that. This one actually had over 110 people for the first time, we went over 100. Everybody fit in the room. You can see they're packed in there. And a group here from your church came and joined us. But again, a great time for our ski retreat. And then I mentioned a couples retreat. A classmate of mine, Dave Bender, right there in the lower left, he came and did his session for the adults. And then our last ski retreat, Ben Gunderson came over, a little smaller group. Here's what happened. We've had a ton of snow, just like you have around here, okay? This is what happens when you get lots of snow. That's the side of the chapel. All that snow off that domed roof came down and took off that kind of the side of it. The fortunate thing, it's not going back on because we're not planning to use that building. Everybody says, what's going to happen to the old chapel? We talked with the architect when he came to visit one of the times, and our plan right now would be to take all of the wood siding off of it and leave the roof there so it'd be like a pavilion. Take out the pews. If you know anybody that wants some wood pews, we'll donate them to you. Take out the cement, and so then it would be a place where kids can hang out after a service, and so we're looking forward to that. And so that's what's been happening at camp right now. Let me just switch gears just for a quick second. The Lord gave us, my wife and I, the opportunity to go to Malta to see Luke and Anna. I've been there now for over a year, and we're just thankful as we arrived there, little Theo met us and was excited to have Papa and Grammy there. And then just to see Luke, or Theo is in school, so I got to walk him to school every day. Now, there's a bench that I'd sit on every morning as he'd come up, and now that's Papa's bench, even though I'm not there, but it's neat to see. And then, of course, Layla had to show us around while he was in school. But there's so many Catholic churches. Over 350 Catholic churches on this island. Beautiful buildings, but you know, they don't have the gospel message. And so we got to visit some of those, and just thankful for, of course, Luke, if you know him, loves the sunsets. And one of the things they do on Wednesday, they take the ferry every Wednesday out to an island called Gozo, and they do a church service out there on the Gozo Island, meeting in a motel room. And then back on the mainland, they have their church. And they had a Christmas fellowship, food just like what we enjoy. And just to see the people. It's interesting, the gentleman in the red sweater was sitting at the table I was on. He's from the United States, but he's there. And he gets teachers to teach in international schools. This summer, he's home. And he said, I have two teenagers looking to go to camp. So we may have some Malta kids come to Camp Chautauqua this summer. So it'd be kind of neat to see Luke presenting there. This is the co-pastor that Luke gets to work with, Josh Burrow and his family. And again, just in the different services we got to be with. If you notice in the back there of the church, there's a QR code. In their service of 100 people, there's usually over 20 different countries represented. So you can scan the code and get the sermon outlined in any language you want to. And so that's kind of neat to see. They have gospel track in 20 different languages. They also have a food bank. A little Theo, his job is to put a offering envelope on all the seats every Sunday. So he gets to work with his dad, and he enjoys doing that. Luke presenting, they even allowed me to present Camp Chautauqua. Now they told me, Luke said, Dad, you have to speak real slow. And that was hard for me, but we did and got to present camp there. And one of the neat things, Luke gets to work with this young man, was saved. He was studying to be a Catholic priest. Got saved, got discipled. He asked, he said, do you know Dr. Larry Oates? He goes, I took a class from him and got his master's degree. And so Luke gets to mentor him. Another young man, Hassaj from Nepal. And these are two of the young men that Luke gets to disciple along the way. And it's just neat to see their ministry there. We were there for 19 days, December 3rd through the 22nd, on our flight back from Malta to, well, we got to Malta to Paris. Then we were in Paris, and we're going to fly to Chicago, 8-hour trip. There was a blizzard in Chicago. So they came and said, your flight has been canceled. Oh, I get to be in Paris for Christmas, okay? So we spent 4 days in Paris, got to go to a museum, got to go to the Eiffel Tower, and celebrate our 40th anniversary in Paris. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for 50, okay? But it was just neat. The Lord gave us a little special treat. Got 4 days there, and then we ended up flying back. But it's just neat to see what God is doing in their hearts and their lives. And I know they've presented here a couple times. But again, back to camp. We're thankful for the year God has given us. As I mentioned, the Lord's brought in the $3 million, which is mind-boggling to me, to pay for the building as we've been going along. And we're excited now to get to use the building. And so that's our plan is Camp Chautauqua. Now, I did not speak slow, okay. But does anybody have a question that that you have about what's happening at camp? Yes, sir.
The meaning of Shetek.
Yes.
Where the name comes from?
The city. The city of Shetek, it's an Indian name, means Valley of Souls. And so that was just, the city was named in Shetek. And so then they took on, it's actually Shetek Baptist Assembly's official name, but we just call it Camp Shetek. So it's actually an Indian name. That's why I think the Indian burial mounds all over the camp. If you ever come there, you'll see some mounds at different places, and they're supposedly registered Indian burial mounds. One of my leadership team said a couple years ago, Pastor Rennie, when they die, they should just be cremated and make a mound for you, okay? I don't think so, but so that's, it's an Indian name, Shetek. Yes, sir.
What are ways in which people at a church like Sunrise Bible Church can be involved?
They can come and cook for us, okay? No, seriously, you guys have been. Brother Olson has come, and I got some pictures. I didn't get them in there, but I got it on my phone. I can show you. They put all of the cabinets in the snap area in the office, in the main room. So helping there, we've had a ton of volunteers come different ways. If you want to come, you brought your youth group over there, help with the foundation work. If you have a week in the summertime, want to come for a week and just say, hey, how can I help out? We'll plug you in. It's always neat to have someone extra help in the kitchen. If you're like cooking, on the weekends, we try to have someone come in and cook for the weekend to give our cook staff the weekend off. You cook Saturday and Sunday, and then our staff gets off for the weekend and then back at it on Monday. So different ways there. Obviously praying for us. Giving has been a huge help. Of the 3 million, it's been neat. One donor did half of it or a little over half. Then we've had foundations and then just individuals giving towards that. But coming over to help, it's not that far away. It's only an hour and 21 minutes it took me to get here this morning. But if you want to come over for a week, work week, first week of May is lots of projects. You guys came over and helped on some of the chapel last year. So those are some ways that people can get involved in helping. Yes?
What are some of the projects you're looking at for this year and future projects that you're hoping for?
We're trying to finish up the coffee shop before camp starts. And then what we're planning to do is on August 12th, we want to do an open house kind of a celebration, that new building, invite all the different people to have a part of it. So you need to come August 12th, and be part of it. But then what we'd like to do, now that we have the chapel complex or the meeting room, we need a bigger kitchen in the lodge. So what we're proposing now is possibly to build off of the lodge a kitchen on the main floor rather than the basement. So you don't have to go down the basement anymore. And so that would be a kitchen. And Kip has shown me that if we build it in such a size, all of the equipment from the big kitchen could get moved over here for the seasonal time. And so a lot of the equipment would be used back and forth. We toyed with, do we try to winterize the dining hall? But it's almost impossible. So we figured if we could do that, we did not put a kitchen in the chapel complex because that would have been another $250,000. But if we have a dining room there, we put it where we could serve some meals in there. We've got the hookup and that type of thing. So that, and then the second thing we want to try to do across the road by the RV park, we need to put up some sponsor cabins. Right now, sponsors have to stay in a motel. So we'd like to put up some sponsor cabins and put those up so in the camp season, sponsors could stay there. Off season, some of our college kids that work with us. So those are a couple projects that we're trying to work on. And also pray about this. A year from now, February 28th or 26th through the 28th, our camp, generally every even year, all the camp personnel from about 50 camps get together at a certain camp. We were at Louisiana in 2022. 2024, we're hosting this Tweakies conference. So we'll have about 200 people coming to Camp Shetek in the wintertime. I hope we have lots of snow for them. But with the building, we'll be able to utilize that. So we've got a lot of projects list that we want to get ready. It's like someone's coming to your house. We got all these things we want to get done. A lot of painting projects and stuff like that that need to be done in this next year. So, any other questions? Let me share a verse with you, okay? It is Sunday school time. But One of the things that I've been talking about preaching different churches in Philippians chapter 4, it says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And it talks about that peace is almost like a restfulness. And it comes from God, number one, when we get saved, but having the peace of God. And then, to me, it says, which passes or exceedeth or excels all understanding. And there's people don't understand why we as Christians can have peace. And then he says that it shall keep your hearts, or the word there is really guard your hearts. It's a military term, kind of defensive term. It says, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we put it all together. This restfulness comes from God. And he tells us that people aren't going to understand it, but it's going to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. On January 11th, my mother-in-law passed away, Laurel's mom, 92 years of age. And it was interesting to me because a lot of the cards we got from people, it referred to the peace. And I thought, how can you have peace when you're going through loss of a loved one? But you know, it's a peace of God that passes understanding. And that's what keeps us going in our lives. It's not from human standpoints. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that's what's going to keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so just encourage you to let the peace of God, number one, knowing that you're saved. Number two, knowing I'm doing what God wants me to do. And he gives us a peace that passes all understanding. It's going to keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so we're thankful for the peace of God that he gives us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for just the time to share the blessings that you've given to us at camp. We pray now for our summer staff that we need to see come in. And then as we prepare for the summer, just looking forward to a great summer using a new building that will just bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you now for this church and their help and support. And pray your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Dave.
Well, get ready for the morning service. You're dismissed.